Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Producer Tracy told me yesterday, right after the show, that she got a call from Lucifer Joe.
I did, and he is very, very disappointed in all of you.
Oh. Not mad, just disappointed?
Disappointed.
I was supporting him.
Jeff, but he's not mad at you.
Of course not.
Jeff had his back. You want to tell us what we're about to walk into here?
Jeff's one of his
Lucifer
soldiers.
No, I think it would be
soldiers.
Nice if you just walked into it. I would just walk right into it.
Okay. Now, for those of you that don't know, this is the guy we've had on for a week, every single day. He said that he's been hired by his father's best friend to just kind of look and lurk around the office because they have to cut 6 people in an 18-people office. And this is the guy that's supposed to report back on May 1st and give kind of a report on who should get the axe.
And in theory, it makes sense. I mean, you have somebody come in as a new employee that nobody's paying much attention to, and they're just kind of taking a look at the productivity of people, you know, how they are in the office and that kind of thing. But we just have a problem with Joe because he's not really doing it based on productivity in the office.
So you guys have been calling up, and we've been pretty hard on him the last couple of days, only because there are lives at stake. Mm-hmm. You know, there are careers at stake. One woman is a foster mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he said that she was spending too much time on the phone.
Yeah, whole family's at stake.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the main ones we have a problem with are the fact that there was one woman in the office we deemed Sweetie Pie, and she's safe because he has the hots for, and then anybody that's taking him to like a Braves game or gave him tickets to the Masters or whatever, that they're safe, but people who don't take him to lunch or that kind of thing, from what we've gathered, they're not safe.
Okay, Lucifer, why are you disappointed in us?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I've pretty much had it with you guys. You've judged me. I've tried to call the station. I thought this would be interesting, but it's really not very interesting. It's getting kind of boring for me. You're judging me. You're being not nice to me. You're calling me Lucifer. You're beating me up. You know, you're not here. You don't know what I have to go through every day with doing this. So, you know, I don't know what you would do in the same situation. So, you know...
Well, we would think that we would try to handle it with some ethics, you know? Like you would actually check out the 18 people in the office, and you make recommendations on who deserves to be there and who doesn't based on their job performance, and that we've been trying to beat that into your head now for 5 days.
Well, that's easy for you to say, being in your position and not being in mine, but I wonder what you would do in the same position. I wonder what office politics goes on there at your office. Because it's not an easy thing to do, let me tell you. And you're judging me like you're holier than thou. You know, you're not perfect. You're not all high and mighty.
Well, now, Joe, I think you said that we don't know what you go through. Well, explain to us what you go through, because our perception is based on what you have told us.
Well, I told you the things that happened in the office and how I'm judging them and writing them down and keeping track with everything.
But do you think the stuff that you were telling us about might have been a little more personal and a little less business?
Of course it's personal. Business relationships and office relationships are personal. You know, I'm in to judge people, how they react, and that this is a team atmosphere. And how the people react to each other, how they work together, how many hours they spend working. I'm putting everything down, and you guys are judging me.
You mean?
I wonder what goes on in your office.
Okay, you mean to tell me we're supposed to feel bad for you now? after all this, after the last week of you talking about these people and you putting them down and you making fun of the guy who has some stomach problems, you making fun of the woman who's a hypochondriac, you talking about the guy who took out Sweetie Pie on a date. Now, all of a sudden, today, we're supposed to flip and feel bad for you? Give me a break.
No,
you're totally handling... You're totally handling this unethically. We've all said it over and over again. And I was really hoping that you were going to come on here today and say that you have been discovered in your office somehow and that you've been busted and that you've been fired. I'm really actually disappointed that you still have the job that you have.
Well, I'm not asking you to feel sorry for me. I'm asking you to not judge. To not judge me. And you're judging. And you're making me out to be the bad guy. You're calling me a loser. I mean, I don't even know why I keep calling. I'm not going to keep doing it. It's no good, you know. It's no good. And I'm not
going to do it anymore.
Whoa. Oops, sorry about that.
That was his real voice.
Bad guy, and I don't want to take the chance of getting caught doing this.
It's no good, but neither are your decisions.
Well, listen.
Jeff, don't do that.
What?
We can't do that.
I'm just trying to adjust it.
No.
You can't do that. That's not what we're
I'm
about.
Just adjusting it.
Go ahead.
I just say, you know, watch yourselves. That's all I'm going to say, because I'm going to be keeping my ears on you guys.
Wait, huh?
You think someone's going to... Someone's gonna hire you as a spy here.
Come on. Why I oughta?
Your manager's gonna know. The newspaper's gonna know. The government's gonna know.
The government's gonna know.
I'm gonna keep my ears on you guys.
Okay.
Just watch yourselves, okay?
All
we
right.
know what happened at the other station. I'm not gonna name anything, but we know what we're talking about here.
and you're the one that did that?
I'll be watching you guys. No, I will be listening.
So you're gonna listen for and you're gonna call the government on us.
Okay.
Well, I'll be keeping my ears open. All let me right. tell you. So watch yourself. You watch yourself really close, okay?
All right.
All right.
Bye. Bye, Lucifer.
You have got to be kidding me.
Guys,
that is called desperation right there.
Voice disguise are off.
I can't believe you wouldn't let me take the voice disguise.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because he came on with us and we promised him that we would disguise his voice, even if he's an idiot. We can't do that.
Yeah, I agree.
And then he's
we can't
suit
to his level.
Hey, Mindy, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Yeah, I really think we owe him an apology for calling him, what do we call him, Lester? Loser?
Lucifer.
Lucifer, because really I think a better, more exact name or a better name to call him is Wussy. He's a big, fat Wussy. And at first I thought he was a fraud. But
so
now
we.
I'm totally convinced that he is a spoiled, pathetic little rich boy. From his actions, not being able to finish the job with you guys, not being able to be a man and take what is thrown at him. He's a quitter, and that's why Daddy has to get him a job.
How about Wussifer?
Wussifer?
We can do both.
Yeah, I think he should be Wussifer.
Wussifer, all right.
And he's going to go to Daddy and say, Daddy, I want you to listen to that Birch. I want you to do something about it because they were mean to me.
And call the government on them.
You know what happened at that other radio station? What happened to you? What's your back?
Hey, Aaron, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Hey.
I still think he's lying. I mean, if he's the new guy on the show, why is everybody giving him the gift?
Say the
they
what?
Don't know who he is.
No, what?
You lost me.
Yeah, what? Why is everybody in the office giving him Braves tickets or taking him to lunch or taking him to the Masters? Maybe they know.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if somebody new comes in the office, I mean...
So maybe they know he's the guy, you think?
Yeah. If I knew who he was, if he was going to blackmail me, I'd blackmail him back.
Well, that's a great point. I hadn't even thought of that. Like, why would they be giving this guy tickets and stuff if he's
Masters
the new guy?
Tickets? Masters tickets? You know how hard those are to come by?
Boy, that's a great point, Aaron. I didn't even see that, man.
All right. Yeah, y'all got a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I switched over from Z103. I'm glad I switched.
Well, so are we, man.
You
just made it a better show. Thank you for calling.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank God he switched, because we wouldn't have thought of that without him calling.
I didn't even register. Yeah. Never even registered. Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
This guy is the biggest loser. I cannot stand this guy. You're talking to a guy who probably can't even go to the bathroom by himself.
But he can get the government on us. He can't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy is by far the biggest 8-year-old that I've ever heard on the radio. And this guy, you're right, exactly right. He has to probably go to his daddy, and he's just going to go to his daddy. He's like, they were mean to me. Go over there and slap their hands.
Well, I can't believe
he's going to call the government on us. Right. And I can't wait to see the switchboard at Purdue's office when that one comes in. Hello, is this the government?
He probably can't even dial 411. So don't even worry about it.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.